Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Do these each morning as we share together and pray together. And Sundays I try to are usually a little bit longer to be able to be a resource for Sunday school time in your home, just an extra time of preparing yourself to worship as we gather from wherever we are with our church families. If you don't have a church family that you're worshiping with, you're definitely welcome and feel free to join us at drcc.net and look at the under the media tab on that. Our morning service will premiere at 10:30 a.m. This morning, and so definitely feel free to join us and worship God with us from wherever you are. This morning, as I spent time with God, I began a new devotional book that I'm sharing. Yesterday finished up The Heart of a Child, and today beginning the book Here Am I. And the subtitle of the book is Discovering Your Sacred Calling in the Midst of Everyday Life. And the idea behind it is every one of us is called by God for work that He created in advance for us to do. And when I began to write this devotional book, I was really thinking through that idea of how often we categorize sacred callings to those who are in a paid professional ministry of some kind. And we miss the sacredness of life in whatever calling that we've been called to do. And so began this morning's topic in that book and that I shared online earlier, is belonging to God. It's respond to that calling to belong to Jesus. I imagine every one of us has been invited to places that we've wanted to go. We may have even been invited to places that we weren't real sure we belonged at. And sometimes we get to a place that we've been invited to only to discover that the person who invited us really didn't have the authority to invite us. And while we may be there, we may be a part of the event, it's hard to feel comfortable when you're not sure if the host really wants you there. And the one great thing, and many great things, but one of the great things about coming to Christ is that it doesn't matter who initiates the invitation to us directly, whether it was a Sunday school teacher, a preacher, a family member, a friend, a co-worker, a neighbor. All of those are people who God has instructed to call others to Himself, because He Himself has already made that call. God has called each person, desires each person to respond to that call to come to Jesus. And our response to that call ought to be the, here am I. You may recognize that phrase if you've been a student of the Bible for very long. From my childhood, I remember that phrase from Samuel's response. As a young boy, Samuel is living in the temple, living with the priest. His life had been dedicated to God as his mother, Hannah, had prayed fervently that God would give her a child. And as God answered her prayer, she dedicated him to service of the Lord. And as Samuel is sleeping, he hears this voice calling to him. And the obvious, to me at least, the obvious assumption is it must be Eli. It must be the priest. He's wanting something. He's needing help. He has instructions for me. And so Samuel goes to Eli and says, well, what do you want? And Eli is just as confused as Samuel is, and perhaps even more so, because Eli hasn't heard anything. And he hasn't said anything. And he sends Samuel back to bed. He says, you know, I didn't call you. And Samuel hears it again. And he goes back to Eli, and I begin to wonder if Samuel isn't thinking, well, this guy's playing a joke on me. This keeps happening, and he keeps saying it's not him, and there's no one else here. But fortunately, Eli eventually realizes that if Samuel is indeed hearing a voice calling to him, and it's not Eli, then it must be God. And from my early Sunday school days, I remember hearing that story. And of Eli telling Samuel, finally, if the voice calls again, simply say, here am I. What does the Lord want? And so, over the next 32 days, I'm going to be sharing from this devotional book, Here Am I. As I mentioned the other day about the heart of a child, I call these 31-day devotionals, but they generally have what I call a bonus day. And so they end up being a 32-day. But when we recognize that Jesus has called us to himself, our response ought to be, here am I. What does my Lord want? And I believe that's the foundation for discovering a sacred calling in the midst of everyday life. It's not by our power or our might. It's by asking God, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you've equipped me to do? That you've gifted me specifically to do that perhaps no one else can. It's so easy in our culture and our world to get caught up in wanting to imitate people, in seeing people that we view as successful, we view as models, we view as those that are looked up to and think, I'd like to be like that. And then try to make ourselves into their image. And typically we fail miserably because that's not who we are. And when we respond to God's calling to himself, he's not calling us to be like the preacher. He's not calling us to be like the Apostle Paul. He's not calling us to be like our Sunday school teacher. He's not calling us to be like our neighbor. And yes, there are traits in each one of those that we ought to emulate and be like. But not everything. Paul wasn't like Peter, and Peter wasn't like Thomas, but all were needed. All were necessary in spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus throughout the world. And when we respond to God's calling with a simple, here am I, we open ourselves up to allowing him to use whatever it is he's already put within us. And oftentimes he will show us things that we weren't even aware that were in us. And he says, I put that there for this time. Talked in an earlier episode about the story of Esther and being born for such a time as this. And how would our life be different today? How would our community be different today? How would our home be different today if we were to recognize and respond to God's calling, here am I for such a time as this. You've put something within me, God, that's right for right now. Help me to use that. Help me to honor you with the gifting that you've put within me. Help me to not covet the giftings that others have. I think sometimes in our culture so filled with comparisons and the desire to compare ourselves to one another, we have a hard time, a really difficult time accepting who we are. And as we look to God and recognize that not only does He accept who we are, He transforms us into who He's created us to be. Well, we can mess ourselves up pretty badly. We can take what God's put within us and we can claim that this is just who I am because God made me this way. But as you study Scripture, that excuse doesn't fly. Throughout Scripture, from Old Testament to New Testament, God's story is always about us being molded into His image, of us putting away the things of our flesh, the things of sin, the things that do not represent Jesus, and putting on the things of Christ. When we belong to Jesus, we allow Him full control. When we belong to Jesus, His Spirit moves into us and moves within us and produces that fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's not a buffet. It's not a smorgasbord that we can go through and pick out what we like and leave behind the parts we would rather not have. It's all characteristics of the fruit that is produced by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the living God living within us. And I believe it's critical within this era of COVID-19 and global pandemic and stay-at-home orders and social distancing and all the other terms that we have become so accustomed to. I think it's so critical within this time to have a better understanding and grasp of our appropriate response to God, of here am I. And I believe that when we begin to respond every day, here am I, God, what would you have me to do? And we spend time in God's Word. We spend time in prayer listening to God's Spirit that He's put within us. When we have confidence that we belong to Jesus, the things that He would have us to do are things that will make a difference. Oh, they may not always be the bright and flashy things that would get us noticed. But if we're doing our works of service to be noticed, then Jesus would say we that notice itself is already the reward that we deserve, and probably even more than we deserve. But if we're doing our works of service, if we're doing the things that God has called us and created us to do in order to bring glory to God, He says our reward, our notice is stored up for us in heaven. I always laugh to myself when I think about that, because I'm not sure what reward in heaven is going to really be all that valuable to me, to any of us. Being there with Jesus, being face to face with our Creator, our Savior, what could be given to us that's any greater than that? It's kind of like the age-old question of what to get someone for Christmas that already has everything. And when we reach eternity, when we reach heaven with Jesus, we have reached the culmination of everything we could ever hope and dream of. And so I'm somewhat curious, but the other part of me really doesn't matter what these rewards that Jesus talks about in heaven are like. And so today, as we go through life, as we prepare to worship together from wherever we are, it is my prayer that you would gather with your church family. Most churches are doing something online or pre-recorded live call-in, drive-in, some form of worshiping together from wherever you are. If you're listening to this and you do not have a church home, or your church has not been able to do something with an online presence, definitely feel free to join us at the Deer Run Church of Christ. We'll be broadcasting our service at 10:30 a.m. This morning, Sunday, Eastern Daylight Time. You can find it on the Deer Run Church of Christ Facebook page and our YouTube channel and on our website at drcc.net. And look under the media section on the website, and you can join us from wherever you are. But use this time between now and whenever you gather with your church family to respond appropriately to God and say, "Here am I." In Indiana, we're beginning a process of loosening restrictions, and I know that some people are really excited about that and some people are terrified. But honestly, that was the case even before restrictions were loosened. That was the case a week ago, 2 weeks ago. There were people that were really excited about what was being done, and there were people terrified about what was being done. And it's so easy to get caught up in the political maneuvering and discussions and debates and arguments, and everyone wants to pull out their expert. But as a Christian, is that really what we're called to? Are we called to jump into the fray and defend our position with our words and our actions? Or perhaps in this time, in such a time as this, we're called to represent Jesus more clearly than ever, to be the peacemaker, to be the forgiver, to be the one who listens, to be the one who builds bridges rather than walls, to be the one who invites rather than rejects. You see, I believe we have an incredible opportunity in this present time. And how we interact with others, whether it's online, whether it's face-to-face, whether whatever means that happens to take, will say a lot to those who are watching us about how much they belong. You see, when we invite our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers to come to Jesus, and yet we refuse to accept them, they're probably not likely to believe that Jesus will accept them. You see, we don't have the power. I don't have the power to change them. They don't have the power to change me. And yet, I know who does. The same Jesus that transformed my life has the power, authority, and will to transform theirs. I don't have to change them. I have to be faithful to Jesus and sharing His good news. And if ever there was a time when people were looking for good news, I believe this is it. And so today, I pray that you would encourage someone, that you would respond to God's calling, then you would listen for the sacredness of what it is He's calling you to do, not because of the event itself, but because of the one who calls you. So I want to spend some time this morning praying. I would encourage you to seek God and to know that whatever He's called you to do, whatever He's created and gifted you to do, is a valuable work of service when it's done for Him. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this day, the beautiful sunshine this morning here where I live, and just the ability to come to You and know that I've been called to belong to Jesus. That it's not just a tag along with someone else that belongs, but that You really want me. And so, Father, as I accept that invitation, may I find a sacredness, a holiness in doing the things that You created in advance for me to do. Father, may I value the work of others that's similar to what I do, and the work of others that's very different from what I do. Father, may You help each one of us to see that sacredness, that holiness of the work that You've gifted each of us to do in all of its diversity. Father, forgive us for the times that we've fallen into the comparison trap, where we put people on pedestals and look down on people because they didn't measure up to our version of what sacred should look like. Help us to consistently return to You as the authority and the pattern for what our life ought to exemplify. Father, may we see the value in ourselves that You see in us. May we look to You for truth about who we are. When the world, when others try to define us in ways that are flattering or degrading, may we not accept their authority, but look to You for true words about the value that we have. And as we discover that for ourselves, may we realize that's true of every person that we'll ever cross paths with. That our opinion of them is not the same as Yours. And so, Father, help us to transform our minds so that our opinion does match Yours. Because Yours is not opinion, it's fact. It's truth. And so, Father, as we go about today, may our worship of you with our brothers and sisters in Christ be pleasing. May it honor you. From wherever we are, may we feel a spirit of togetherness, knowing that we're gathered in your name, even if it's from our own homes, in front of a computer screen or some electronic device. May we have a genuine awareness that there are others joining us. Father, I pray that today would be a day that we honor you above all else. And Father, as we lift up Jesus, may we see the value in how you've created us. Father, I continually pray that this virus would be gone from the face of the earth. I pray that you would give incredible wisdom to those researching and studying and testing. May they look to you for wisdom that they still lack, for answers that seem elusive. May they recognize their position, their training is all a part of your calling of them to represent and honor you. That the work of those in our medical facilities, those that are delivering our packages, those that are taking care of our safety needs, those that are stocking the shelves and manning the checkout lanes at the stores, are all a part of that sacred calling of being your body, your church, your family. And I pray that each one would see their work as a sacred calling from you. That you would assure them of how you've created them, how you've gifted them to do the work that they're doing. And yet, Father, because I've done it at times, I know that others may be hiding from the work that they know you've created them to do. They may not have even awakened to the specific gifting and ability that you've put within them for specific purposes. And so, Father, help each one of us to consistently look to you to reveal within us the good works you created in advance for us to do. Father, in this time of a global pandemic, may we be more faithful than ever in representing Jesus in all of our interactions. May the way that we respond to people on social media, may the way that we respond to people in the stores and in public places, may the way we respond to people in private give credibility to the words that we speak about Jesus. May his words fill our life with direction and purpose. May we recognize the value that we have because we belong to him. And may each person that we see, may each person that we interact with be viewed from our eyes as having that same value because you value them. Father, as we go about life today, may we lift up Jesus in everything we say and everything we do. May he be glorified through the good deeds that you've given us to do. May we go about our task in such a way that he's the one that gets the credit. And may people see us, and may our actions, our words, our deeds be such that they are led to glorify you. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be brought to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning encouragement, prayer time devotion from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you for joining me this morning. The Sundays are typically a little longer, as I use it as prep for worship and the worship gatherings that we'll do together from wherever we are. Again, these are at 7:15 a.m. weekday mornings and 8:15 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays, Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you for joining me this morning, and may God richly bless you, that you can be a rich blessing to others. Have a great day.